This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What a glorious day it is from the Bismarck Event Center, day two of the K-Fire Agri International. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is not here.
I will be, though, later.
At the K-Fire Agri International, as I speak, again, because he wanted to, I guess he wanted to be a punching bag again.
I wait for the almonds warm up nearby you there, because those are delicious.
Are you going to have some almonds?
Not that they're on my diet or anything. I'm just saying they are delicious.
Keep some almonds warm for Todd, the radio god Mitchell. You'll do it? Okay. She's on it.
Okay,
we're right next to the exceptionally nut stand, and I have a little bag of the goodies right here. I was sharing yesterday. Big bag.
Didn't leave me. Where were you when I came over there, by the way?
I waited
for over an hour, and I gave up.
So, let's see, I was here 8 hours yesterday, and you were here for an hour, and that somehow is my fault. Man, are you a Democrat or what? I don't know what to do with you. Big crazy liberal, or what's your story?
Oh, no, cheap a shot. Look at spunky in your old age, aren't you?
I love Democrats, love liberals, love everybody. I'm a big lover of
fuzzball. You better, because that's half your family, if not more.
Yeah, well, for sure.
Exactly right. Otherwise, you wouldn't be invited to Christmas dinner.
Right, exactly right. Anyway, welcome to the program. And lay it on me, folks. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550. Great show today. We're going to talk with some of the folks from the K-Fire Agri International. And I have a question for our audience. If you're not here, if you are here, if you are in the ag world, meaning you're a farmer, rancher, you know, you're going to work every day, or you sell and, you know, service the farm and ranch community, give me a word to describe your mood. And by that, I mean not necessarily that, you know, my wife wasn't very nice to me last night, so I'm cranky. I'm just saying about business. How is the ag world? Give me a, you know, going into this coming growing season, give me a word that describes your mood, your feeling, your you know, how you assess things. Does that make sense? Like, have I lined that up clearly? I hope so. You tell me. One word, okay? 800-228-0550. Here's somebody that can answer that question. He farms by Donnybrook, North Dakota, and CNC Farms of Donnybrook. Troy Kuhn's one of our regular guests. I just saw you, and I just said, I have a question for every farmer and rancher within the sound of my voice, with everybody that services and ultimately survives on the farm and ranch community. Give me one word to describe your vantage, your viewpoint going into this growing season.
As a farmer, right this year, it's one word, oh, God.
That's two. But without him, we are toast, so you started the right spot.
There's a lot of issues this year. A lot of concerns, there truly is.
So concern would be the word?
Concern.
So how would that have been different than last year, right? Every grower goes into what I'm trying to get is I think crisis might be too strong, but there's something brewing here that is significant than anybody that eats ought to pay attention to.
Oh, I agree completely.
And I don't think we have a sense, you know, we get so wrapped up about what somebody said at the Grammys over the weekend that we don't really have a sense of what's right underneath our nose. And this is farm and ranch country. So if farmers and ranchers are stressed, I'm stressed.
Everybody should be concerned.
Yeah.
That would be a good word, concerned.
So, but you're concerned every year, right? Because you're concerned that, you know, it's a different kind of concern?
This is a different kind of concern.
This is like a blinking dashboard light concern.
This one, yes. It's blinking. It's just not on. It's blinking at you.
Okay, that's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm looking for. Next question. What if you had a magic wand, what would you do about it? I mean, obviously you want prices to go up, but I'm saying they are where they are. Prices are where they are. We've had a number of years of this. It's challenging. What's the fix?
Well, one of them is Mother Nature for at least the region where I'm at. You know, we went into fall very wet. Now we have a lot of rainfall, snowfall. So we have preventive plant concerns. You have your crop insurance levels are low, so they're not going to meet the cost of production. And then, obviously, your market prices. You know, they're very, very low, can't meet a break even.
You like famine somewhere else, right? Or a big-time drought or, you know, an area where we have the good weather. But that's the wrong kind of stuff to wish for, obviously. It's cyclical and all that happens. But
that's reality if you look back over history.
But just hasn't happened for a number of years, right?
Right, and we've had...
That balance hasn't, you know...
That hasn't happened, and we've had tremendous yields. So we went up here and down here, and so as a whole, it's pretty brutal.
All right, so I got a microphone here. If anybody else wants to join Trillion, give me the word. His was concern. And the fix is Mother Nature.
Well, that's one of the fixes.
Yeah, exactly right. I'm just wondering if there's more collectively that could be done. In other words, okay, I'll just use the Dakota Access Pipeline protest because we've been living it for 189 days, right?
Yes.
You have the vast majority. Doug Burgum, our governor, told me 40 hours of his week, every week since he's been governor, has been related to that crisis, okay? It is consuming, you know, now he's got a lot of bandwidth. The guy works 80 hours a week. So, you know, it isn't like he's not doing other stuff. He's doing the other stuff, but he's having to do that too. I bet if you ask Congressman Cramer,
yes.
Senator Hovind, they'd be the same thing. Well, okay. Now, and I'm thinking, now, what a waste, because it was a joke from the get-go and a professional protest and everything else. Set that aside for a second. You know, should some attention be going to, from Governor Burgum, from the congressional delegation, from, you know, legislators, everybody, to this issue? How do we, in this part of the world, get ahead of that, knowing that, we might need an edge? I don't know. That's what I'm thinking. I don't know what the answer is. I'm just asking.
Well, one thing that could be looked at is the crop insurance. You know how it's based right now, we're not going to meet anywhere near cost of production. So that's one thing that could be looked at. And as far as the protest, I know in our region we had high snowfall, looked into it, and the emergency fund of $25 million that could have been accessed for emergency snow funds. That money was used, the way I understand it, on the protest. So there was a cost there, too, to all the townships and such that possibly could access that.
All right. There's two examples. That's what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Senator Hovind's going to join us a little later on this hour. We'll ask about the crop insurance then.
All righty.
Specifically, if you were writing the change, what would you do?
Well, we'd have to get some triggers where it keeps it closer to the cost of production. This follows market trends, and, you know, that it was designed, and we're always a step behind usually in development of this. That seems how it always works.
Got it. We're on it. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Troy Coons, CNC Farms. Troy joins us regularly on the program, talking seed, and also with the Northwest Landowners Association. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number, by the way. I gave you the question before I gave you the phone number, but you can also text Todd with your one word, 701-226-8503. One word to describe your vantage point, your viewpoint, your mood going into this growing season. What is the one word? And what's the magic wand? Answer. How would you fix it? 800-228-055. You want to add one? Troy had one he just thought of.
You know, when I use the word concern, it's not just from the farmer's perspective. It's from the concern of the banking industry as well. You know, that's something that should be worked with, you know, keep the funding sources available for a lot of the farms.
Yeah. So far, you know, comparisons to the 80s are not appropriate given the fact there's a lot less debt than there was then, correct?
Right.
But, you know, year after year after year, this and that could change.
That could change.
So that's your point. Yeah.
Be prospective looking forward here.
Got it. Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Appreciate it. Others, welcome. And again, you can call them in 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. I'm not pandering to farmers here, folks, sitting at the KFAR Agri International. I'm genuinely concerned. I don't think that we as consumers have the first clue as to what it takes to feed us. And, you know, when you have a crisis, I think it can be fairly called, when you look at prices and you look at costs and you look at year after year the challenges of that, they mount up, that threaten the food supply, it's something we should pay attention to. It's something we should talk about. And we're very quick to want to address a crisis, but this is something years in the making. I think we tend to ignore it a little bit because it's so cyclical. Prices go up, prices go down, and, you know, That just happens. We went through an extraordinary run. It was really, really, really good times. And so nobody really feels sorry for anybody when you have 4, 5, 6, 7 years of really good times and then a few years of bad. But it's your food, your food supply that we're talking about. So that's why I think it's worth spending a little time on. And we're going to ask our guests about that today as we go on the program, all of them. And by the way, Senator John Hoeven will be here at the bottom of the hour. Al Carlson will be here next hour. Congressman Kramer is normally here on Wednesdays for the Talk Radio Town Hall. Al Carlson agreed to take that Talk Radio Town Hall today to take your questions on any and all issues. He'll join us by phone from the Capitol, so take advantage of that. Congressman Kramer could not be here because there was a hearing of the Energy and Commerce Committee today in the United States House related to the Dakota Access Pipeline. And there was testimony from Energy Transfer Partners, as well as a member of the Council of the Standing Rock Tribe in Washington, D.C. today. So we'll have that for you as well. Back with more from the KFIRE Agri International. Aaron Vetter will join us from Farm Credit Services of Mandan next.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Oglem of Northwood. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 11th through the 14th, for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investment in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, agricultural advocacy training, and tour shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in this See for Yourself program by April 17th. Log on to ndsoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Lifetime Grays 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We are back, KFIRE Agri International, Bismarck Event Center, on location today for the big event that goes till 5 tonight. So come on in and take it in. Let me tell you about some of the things that are happening here, as a matter of fact, that you'll want to take in. 11 o'clock today, Kevin Pfeiffer and his team at Pfeiffer's Auction and Realty are doing land values and trends. Take that in. 1 o'clock today, crop insurance strategies and updates. by Farmers Union Insurance. 230, keeping the family farm in the family. Great Plains Diversified Services. So those are happening on-site here for Missouri Valley Petroleum Day, the K-Fire Radio Agri International Trade Show, presented by Dakota Community Bank and Trust. They go till 5 o'clock today on location here. So come on by and join us. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 701-226-8503. If you would care to share a comment or two via text today, you can do that. Simple as 701-226-8503. Texter says, farmers invest millions of dollars a year into growing your food. Consumers need to get educated or go hungry. Well, I agree. I think we take it all for granted. So if you have a word describes your mood going into this coming growing season, lay it on us. Love to have it. Okay? I want to get a sense of what you're thinking. And you can stop by and see us here in the middle of a hubbub of activity, K-Fire Agri International, or you can give us a call or give us a text, either one. Remember, folks are putting up nice booths and displays and interacting with folks here at the event. That includes Aaron Vetter and his team from Farm Credit Services of Mandan. Aaron, nice to see you again. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. So I got to ask you my big question, first of all. The what best describes your mood going into this growing season? There's a guy sitting across the desk from a lot of farmers and ranchers.
Well, you know, that's a good question, and I guess we continue to be optimistic. I would call 2017, looking at where we're at with the commodity cycle, as cautiously optimistic. You know, a few things that might lean us that way is our weather conditions in North Dakota, at least in southwest North Dakota where we are. We have good moisture conditions, obviously, with all the snow. And the other thing is the commodity prices look to be bottoming out. So, you know, there's a lot of things that affect the commodity cycle, but we continue to be cautiously optimistic. Agriculture is our only industry, and that's really the only way I like to operate.
So that's a good sign. I mean, you see enough things on the horizon there that give you a sense of some optimism. And that's new compared to the last couple of years here where it's been really a long run, right?
Yeah, it has. It has been a long run. You know, it is a commodity cycle. We've been through these before. It is hard on individual producers, but, you know, it also causes us to, all of us in the industry, to sharpen our pencil and weather the storm.
So the fix is what? The fix is the prices, as you say, bottom out, start inching up the other way? Good weather and a little bit of an improvement in prices, and that's a fix?
You know, the other thing I would say is the cost structure of raising any commodity. You're starting to see that come down. You know, is it your fertilizer price? Is it your rent price? Those things are starting to moderate, probably not to the degree of what the commodity prices have come down, but they're moving in the right direction. And so if we're given enough time, producers had working capital on their balance sheets, enough time will allow the cost structure to come down. That we should get to above break-even levels in some commodities.
Talking with Aaron Vetter today from Farm Credit Services of Mandan. They are here at the K-Fire Agri International. And what do you guys do? You have a little tradition you do every year here, right?
We do. It is our 18th year of giving out patronage, cash patronage, since we are a co-op. And that is part of being a co-op, is giving back to our producers. This year we're giving a little bit over $2 million back to our producers. And through the 18 years, we're giving back about $26.5 million back to our producers. And so it's a good thing. It's good PR for us, and it's always great to see the customers come through.
So not only do you come to K-Fire Agri International and find all kinds of great products and services, you can buy the Farm Credit Services booth. You're going to get yourself a check.
That's right.
How about that? Cash back. Yeah, I got to like that. That's a neat little tradition. And the folks you're interacting with, you picking up that cautious optimism too?
Yeah, you know, the interesting thing, that all my life I've been involved in agriculture, and the people that are involved in agriculture are usually optimistic. They're some of the best group of individuals in the United States, in my opinion, and they continue to be that way. They're fighters. They're the type of people with positive attitudes, and they'll be just fine if we work through this commodity cycle and we come out the other side.
As a city boy, I'm in awe of the level of business acumen that farmers and ranchers have. I don't think folks have any sense of what I mean, these, you know, we have this nostalgic view of the, you know, Terry Redland photo of a farm, right? The little farm. But I'm telling you, these are big operations, and they are very well-run businesses. 99.9% of them, right?
No, it's changed dramatically over time. You know, back when I grew up on the farm till today has changed. I talked to a farmer last night, and we were just talking about everything that a producer needs to know to be able to run a farming operation, from crop insurance, government programs, to taxes, to all the agronomy issues. And I'm leaving out about 15 things. But you got to truly be a good business person to be able to run a farm in today's, you know, today's times. The other thing is, I would say that the amount of capital, you know, your emailer sent in the amount of capital that is put into agriculture. Being on our side of the desk, oftentimes, I don't think the individual people understand the amount of capital that farmers are putting into the ground year in and year out, or their cattle operations.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. It's not like stocking the shelves at the store. It is a whole different level when you look at the equipment it takes to do it, and then also just what goes into all of the costs. Pretty phenomenal. We all could do better to understand it, because we benefit from it every time we pull up to the table.
That is right.
That's for sure. Thanks, Aaron. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Scott.
Our best to everybody at Farm Credit Services and the crew with your man down shop.
Yep. Please stop by and we'll say hello.
All right. Appreciate it very much. 800-228-0550. Let's see. Somebody wants to talk about, I'll go to Mark and Goodrich first up here. Mark wants to talk about Donald.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for taking my call. A few weeks ago, Senator Hoeven was on your program, and he was talking about the issue with Trump and Russia and saying Russia's an adversary, and Trump needs to stand up to him, and that's kind of the standard line of most Republicans. But these same Republicans that see Russia as an adversary, which Trump really doesn't, he considers communist China more of an adversary, and I think he's correct in that, but these Republicans who's oppose Russia, the same ones that support free trade with China that has subsidized that communist regime and the communist dictators that run that country with trillions of dollars of capital from the United States and technology from the United States. And it's allowed them to spread their communist agenda all throughout South Africa, North Africa, South America, and around the world, and even in the United States. Well, now we borrow money from communist China. Now, if that doesn't give them influence over our country, you know, I'm sure it does. But yet, supposedly, we're concerned about Russian influence over the United States, which is kind of a crippled economy, and they really don't have a lot of global power. But here, we've helped
China. Do you get the sense, Mark? Would you get the sense that that's why Donald Trump is playing the deal-making game he is with Russia, to have them as an ally to take on China? That's my sense of a little bit what's going on there. But, you know, it's early. Stay tuned. Thanks, Mark. Got to go.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Is our telephone number. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com if you want to email, or you can text Todd. He loves getting those texts, don't you, Todd? 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. Farmers, ranchers, I want the one word that describes your frame of mind going into this growing season. Excited, says one texter. Worrying just gives you gray hair. So there's a good bull North Dakotan right there. Another texter. Why is everyone so up in arms about Trump and Russia? Didn't Obama on a live mic prior to the 2012 election tell the Russian premier to wait until after the election to get things done and to tell Vladimir? Yeah, true. All right, Senator John Hovind will join us here in just a little bit as well, live at the K-Fire Agri International. Schaefer's Crop Enhancements is what I want to tell you about next. Somebody else can tell us that one word. Glenn is here. Glenn, how are you?
Very good.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Optimistic.
That's your word.
That's my word.
You went right to it.
That's right.
Not messing around. Well,
that's right.
Yeah, we just heard cautious optimistic, cautious optimism from a banker.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yep, it is.
Very good.
I mean, on his side, he has to be cautious.
True, they all do.
That's exactly right.
So why are you optimistic?
Well, I mean, there's definitely a potential for some price upturn in the crop area. So, I mean, that's going to be a big thing. I'm hoping that the cattle market's going to stabilize for our livestock producers. But we've got some moisture on the ground this year. You know, normally we go into spring and it's dry. That's the way it's been for, I don't know, 4, 5, 6, 7 years. This year we got snow sitting on the ground. So we know we got moisture to start out with. So the big thing is, are we going to be able to get it into the ground? That's going to be some things that we'll look at.
And you like what you're seeing price-wise?
I do. I mean, it's not, you know, everybody wishes they got more. You wish you got paid more, right?
I do, yeah. Yeah, good point.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So, I mean, we all wish we had more. The big problem is we, you can't, as a banker said, cautiously optimistic, you can't budget for $7 corn, and the potential is always going to be up and down. I mean, that's a big thing you got to look at. So whether you're whether it's going to be $3 corn or it's going to be $3.50 corn, we just got to curb our spending a little bit, you know.
We are chatting with Glenn from Schaefer Specialized Crop Enhancements. So tell me about your crop enhancements.
Well, the big thing that we've got, the big thing that's really catching a lot of people's eye, if you stop by our booth, we got a couple of pictures of a farm north of Courtney, and they've got a big, and you've seen when you're driving up and down the road, these big saline areas where nothing's growing out in that field. And we went on in May and put 5 gallons of humic acid down on that field. And the guy came back in September. He put corn on right after that, came back in September, and looked at the corn. We had our agronomist out there for our company. We had his agronomist out there. We had the grower. We had like 20 other growers that were out there. And the big thing that the farmer said, he goes, I don't know how this happened. It cost him like $60. And he's been goofing around with this bad area for quite some time. And he said, I don't know how this happened, but he said, I don't have 180, 190, 200 bushel the acre corn in that bad area, but I've got corn in that bad area. He said, it looks nice. It's growing up nice. Now, what was the yield in it? It was only like 10 bushels to the acre. But like he said, 2 years ago, nothing grew in that area. And the big thing, going back to the banker being cautiously optimistic, I don't care whether these farmers are renting a ton of land or they own their land. That acre or two or 10 or 20, in this case it was like 12 and a half acres, that acre is costing them money. And if they're not going to figure out how to utilize that acre goes against their production. And so they got to figure out how to turn this around. Humic acids were designed to help saline areas and do it at a very cost-effective way. Now, there's other ways to do it. There's tiling. Some guys are putting gypsum down and stuff like that. And those are all definitely possible ways. But this is something that turned that field not totally around, but it did turn it around some for this for last year. And now this year we're going to put it on again at $60 an acre. We're going to put soybeans in there. Our projection is the rest of his field is like 55, 60 proven yield. I'm projecting in that area he's going to have 25 to 30. So it's still not going to be the 55 to 60, but he's going to have something there. You have 12 and a half acres that doesn't produce nothing versus 12 and a half acres that now produces, let's just say, 25 bushels to the acre. Well, he's got some money to play with anyhow in that area. It didn't cost him anything. So those are some of the things that we take a look at. We had some really good results with that. We've also got some surfactants, and then we've got some micronutrients that guys can put down, foliar and stuff like that. So it's really worked out well for us. So
stop and see the crew of Schaefer's Crop Enhancement here at the K Fire Agri, International. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
I like that optimistic.
That's right.
Here's a few more that have come in here. Unpredictable. Welcome to every year, right?
That's right.
And another one, though, on yours, Fresh Start.
That's right.
Feels like a little bit of a fresh start,
right.
So coming along. Keep them coming. 701-226-8503, 800-228-0550 is our telephone number. You want to give us a call, you can text the answers. You can call in the answers. You call us at 800-228-0550, locally at 258-0550, or text 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. We're waiting for Senator Hovind to join us here momentarily. He'll be here till the top of the hour, and then Al Carlson will be here next hour, and any and all questions and comments that you have for him on the program. So a lot going on. K-Fire Agri International, we're broadcasting live today. Also, I want to tell you about our friends at Pucklich. And every Wednesday, I get to talk about a set of wheels, Wednesday Wheels from Pucklich. And, of course, they're in Bismarck, but they're also in Valley City. And this is a unit in their Valley City store right now. And the nice thing about the Valley City store, a lot of times when these vehicles come in, they know the owner, they're one owner trade, they know the history, that you know they're really a vehicle you can count on. You know where they came from. This one's a 2011 GMC Sierra 1500 Crew Cab. It's diamond white, has the SLE package, 73,000 miles. And again, you ready? Local one owner trade. Love, love, love that. 73,000 miles, nothing on a pickup like this. And the local one-owner trade. Split seats, cloth interior, full power, brand new tires on it. And that has been priced at $22,995. You tell them Scott sent you to Pucklich today. And you check this out. Here, you ready for this price? Just for you, $21,850. Sharp, white, 2011 GMC Sierra 1500 Crew Cab loaded up. One owner, local trade, 73,000 miles. Oh, my gosh. Can't even believe it. That's the Wednesday Wheels deal, folks, right here, just for you. You can check it out online if you prefer that. As I mentioned, two great stores, one in Bismarck, now in the location in Valley City as well. And PucklichValleyCity.com is the website. Or stop and see him. Tell him Scott sent you. All right. What else have we got here? A couple of the things that are popping news-wise that I want to share. That hearing I mentioned earlier on the Dakota Access Pipeline protest that is happening today is now at noon our time. I guess they just moved that back. So this is in the House Energy and Commerce Committee. It will include a member of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe Tribal Council, as well as an individual from the Dakota Access Pipeline Energy Transfer Partners crew. Could be very interesting. So that's happening. I just found out that got backed up a little bit today. I will link on Facebook, and Todd, maybe you can do the same, so folks can follow that if they would like to watch it, because it will not be broadcast anywhere, but we will have a link to it. Put it up on my Facebook, and you can do the same on yours, if you'd like, okay? Right. These off-air calls are for either Senator Hoeven or Congress, or for Representative Carlson, so I'm not going to play those yet. What else have I got to do here?
What was that?
Did you like that? It was my horse sound there.
trying to make it sound like an agricultural show there, huh?
That's where I was filling time to go from one.
But you're interviewing Mr. Ed or something.
I'll go to Jeff and James. He wants to talk about the diversion. We're waiting for Senator Hoeven here, so we're killing a little time. Lay it on me. 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Jeff. You're up.
Say, I see we're going to cut some highway snow plows. That got done yesterday. But now we're still going to go ahead with this Fargo diversion, an unapproved project, and we're going to start pouring money into it. I don't understand it. Why are we working on an unapproved project when we're already short of money?
You're talking about, when you say unapproved, that the I's have not been dotted, the T's have not been crossed on.
Right.
The, yeah.
It is not totally approved, ready to go. Why are we pouring money in this?
All right. That's a question I could ask our next guest, Senator John Hoeven, as well as next hour's guest as well. And Senator Jeff in Jamestown just asked the question, why are we spending money on the diversion in tight budget times when the project is not yet approved?
Scott, good to be with you, and that's a good question. First thing is we need permanent flood protection for the Red River Valley, and that has to be comprehensive. So it has to serve not only Fargo and Moorhead, but the surrounding area as well. And the reality is we've got a P3 public-private partnership that actually cut the cost in half because we build it faster and use private sector financing and contractors. So we actually have come up with an approach that will help reduce the cost and the time to build it. But we need that permanent flood protection. If we have a flood, we're going to spend a lot more. And, of course, you also have the impact on people's lives and property.
Jeff's concern, first was that it's not yet approved. Is that a danger, starting without the full approval?
Well, ironically, it is approved on the governmental end. It's still in litigation. And so that's what we'll have to see, what happens with the litigation in Minnesota.
All right. But if you got to a point where you didn't win in court and you had the dollars sunk in, then what?
Oh, no, I think it'll be built in a way where that's covered. A lot of the work that's being done is permanent protection and will be there regardless of whether or not the project ultimately had to be modified.
All right, so that's where they're starting, just to go to that point. Jeff, appreciate the call. Thanks very much. Bonnie and Minot, we're not going to be able to get you in here before the break. We do have one more segment with Senator Hoeven and a bunch of topics to get to. So we will go lightning round here with Senator Hoeven after a short timeout on What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550. Al Carlson, the House Majority Leader, next hour in a talk radio town hall kind of day from the K-Fire Agri International, the Bismarck Event Center today.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better.
PetroServe USA.
Mark G. Wagner at ND Estate Services works with families and individuals all across North Dakota. He'll equip you to protect your estate from third-party entities, preserve your financial assets from care facilities, and pass on your entire estate in the most tax-efficient way possible, bypassing probate court. Call or text Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Or go online to ndestateservices.com. That's ndestateservices.com. You'll be glad you did.
Vince is back from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Minot Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo 2. You and I have talked a lot about hot tubs, and you've sold me. Hot Springs is the best. I absolutely love it. Every day made better. But these saunas really have me intrigued, too. Tell me about the saunas you have at Hot Springs Spas.
Yeah, we've been with Finlayo for 40 years, and actually it's a Minnesota company that in three more years will be 100 years old. They are the largest sauna manufacturer in North America. They do both traditional and infrared saunas, and we've been with them for 40 years.
What is the health benefit of having a sauna? If I have a sauna and I'm in there 20 minutes, half hour every day, how am I better?
A lot of the same things we talk about with a hot tub, Scott, but the other thing it does, it's great for your skin. It releases natural endorphins in the body, which boosts your immune system. You detox deeper. I mean, when you sit in a sauna daily, you're detoxing deep in those cells and getting rid of the bad stuff faster by sitting in the sauna daily.
Stop and see them at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Back at the KFIRE Agri International, Senator John Hovind with us in Washington, D.C. today. You guys voting on in Congress today. More messes from the Obama administration you got to fix on Second Amendments, I understand?
Right. Today we'll use the Congressional Review Act to repeal a regulation that the Obama administration had put in place, which really restricts people's Second Amendment rights. And essentially what it says is that if you are on Social Security disability and you get help with your finances, you're not allowed to buy a gun, and that does violate your Second Amendment rights. So we'll repeal that today. That's what we're working on right now.
I understand you were supposed to be voting on a piece of legislation very important to energy production in North Dakota that the MHA Nation, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and others have been working very hard on related to this methane emissions rule. Some people compare it to, you know, waters of the U.S., obviously ridiculous. Same thing with the Clean Power Plan. But on this case, it is something you can't vote on yet because you don't have enough senators in favor of this, and that includes Senator Heidi Heitkamp not being in favor of it. Congressman Kramer told us instead of being undecided about something so obvious, Senator Heitkamp should be trying to influence fellow Democrats to support the repeal of this stupid rule. Do you agree with that?
Well, we do need to repeal it. Look, it just comes down to, do we want to determine how we regulate flaring in our state, or do we want the federal government to do it with a one-size-fits-all? And clearly the answer is we should do it. So we're working to get enough votes, and we'll get there, to repeal this regulation, and then it comes back to, again, the state and the tribe overseeing how we do it rather than federal government. And we reduce flaring from about 30% down to less than 10%. So it's something we're working on. But, again, we should be able to make those decisions and determine those regulations rather than the federal government.
Is the environmental extremist grip that hard on folks?
I'm sure the national groups are pushing out real hard. Yeah. No, the national environmental groups.
Interesting. All right. Let's see here. Other calls waiting. We want to get to Chris in Watford City. Question for Senator Hovind. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Senator Hovind,
hey, Chris,
for your service to our country.
Thanks, Chris.
Hey, thank you. It seems like the Democrats and the Democrat sycophants and spokespeople are going just bananas, trying to impede, obstruct, and ultimately impeach President Trump one cabinet person at a time until they can find something they can sink their teeth into. And it almost seems like we're being outmaneuvered everywhere. We're the majority in both houses of Congress. And I guess the question is, are we going to find a gear that is competitive in energy and competitive in defensiveness of what we elected and asked for as a group, Republicans, not just conservative Republicans, but all Republicans, even the Maine and Alaska Republicans? Are we going to find a way to whip this place in shape and act like we won rather than letting the losing team own the field? I need your help with that because I want to get rolling.
Yeah, no, I hear you, Chris, and it is frustrating that things are being slowed down, but the key is that we just keep pushing forward. Today we're working on repealing some of these regs. Regulatory relief is the first order of business. Some of those can be done by the administration and are being done by the administration. For example, you saw the president put an executive order in place that for any new regulation added, two have to be taken off the books. We are repealing some regulations right now. We'll continue to do that day in and day out as we work to get the nominees approved. Then it's on to repealing and replacing Obamacare. We've already taken the first step to do that. And then the next step will be tax reform. So regulatory relief, repeal and replace Obamacare, tax reform. Those are huge steps that can really get us going the right way. Yeah, they are slowing it down. But, I mean, you expressed exactly the right sentiment. The more that elected officials hear from people like you say, look, let's get to the business and stop this politics, that's helpful. But we have to stay after it.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate the call. How's Donald Trump doing in your estimation?
Well, he's trying to get something done. Look, I get, that with any new administration coming in, there are some challenges, some things that could have been rolled out better and so forth. But he's trying to do the things I just talked about. And that's what we have to focus on. I mean, every day there's the back and forth on all these issues. But again, let's focus on these fundamentals that can help move our country forward, and I think he's trying to do that.
Texter says, ask Senator Hovind about the nominations of President Trump. When will you be done, and what's going on there?
Well, that's, of course, where Chris is right. We're getting slowed down, but we're plowing through them. We're up to 9 or 10, and we'll get there. And the other important thing to know is that we're doing the other business at the same time. And that's why I mentioned the regulatory relief and the other things. We're working those concurrently. But it's a challenge, yeah. And again, it's just what I think you were talking about earlier. It's just kind of a reaction on the part of the Democrats from the election. They're just really opposing everything we do. And again, I hope that changes. I hope they start to come around. But we're going to continue to work on these important issues.
I only have 20 seconds for this answer, but are you concerned about an ag crisis right now, given the state of prices?
Very, very concerned about our producers with these low prices, and that's why I'm a both chair on Ag Approach, and I'm about third ranking on Ag. Now, we've got to make sure that we help them through this tough stretch. It is a tough time for our producers. Crop insurance is important, something I work on all the time.
It's changing the triggers on crop insurance?
Well, trying to make sure that we provide that support for our farmers and ranchers in the way that works for them.
And we'll save this for next time, I guess, but I'm curious, too, what you think will happen on some of these trade deals and the impacts on North Dakota producers, but unfortunately,
yeah, important
issue. Clock. We'll
right
tackle
on.
That one first next time. Thanks, Senator. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, Scott.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Mm-mm, sure is some good gumbo when you come to the 20th Annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. MBI Energy Services, a great place to work, invites you Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6 in Dickinson. Taste testing starts for the public at 6:30 p.m. Live entertainment at 8:30. Tickets are only $10 and all proceeds go to local charities and college scholarships. The 20th Annual API Gumbo Cook-Off from MBI Energy Services and area businesses. Don't miss the fun. Saturday, February 18th.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.